Unit 4. Organisation. Track 24.
How do you analyse a company's organisation?
Well, we take a fairly broad view of organisation. We start with the formal structure of lines and boxes. Who reports to who, what their official responsibilities are. But it's very important to go beyond that and think first about their decision rights. What does a position actually have the authority to decide? Who do they need to consult? Who do they need to keep informed? Who do they need to have approvals? Third area is information flows. If you want to understand how a company works, you need to know who knows what. So we look at communications, information, the sort of data that is provided, and who gets it. And then the final area is the rewards, the performance management. Not just who gets bonuses and what they're based on, but how do you get promoted and how do people get rewarded in all the other ways that provide incentives in an organization. We put all those four things together, the formal organization, the decision rights, the information flows, and the incentives, and we call that the organizational DNA. So we put a lot of emphasis on understanding that.